Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me do a recap of this. It's a great story. And it's even furthered. I told part of it, but a lot has happened since I first got the call this afternoon. A family is moving down to Texas from West St. Paul. They load up their moving van, and then their moving van is gone with all their stuff, not just the stuff, the Christmas presents, the Christmas tree, family heirlooms, photo, you know, all the stuff that you put in a moving van. And Jason Horn was the one that was... a part of it. He was getting ready to move, he and his family, and he joins us now. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Max. I appreciate it.
So take me back. You just tell the story from point A to B last night. What happened?
Okay. Basically, I did some running around last night. We all got home. The truck was out front. We had plans to do other things, to get a trailer for another vehicle to tow down there and all this stuff, and nobody was home, and I was like, I look out the window, and one of the moving trucks is gone, and I text one of the guys that was supposed to go with me, and he goes, well, I'm still in the living room. I go, well, who took the vehicle? And he's like, I don't know. So then I called my fiance, and I'm like, do you have the truck? Are you guys doing it? She goes, no. I go, well, it's missing. So I immediately called, the towing company where West St. Paul tows from to see if it's been impounded.
Sure.
No. Then I proceeded to go to the police department, which they have been fantastic. I want to say that. They've been.
This is the West St. Paul Police Department, or who are you working with?
John, I forget his last name, and please forgive me, John, if you hear this.
But is it West St. Paul's Police Force that it is?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. It is.
So you tell them you think this thing might be stolen at this point.
Right. And I had we started putting stuff on social media, Facebook, all over West St. Paul pages, East St. Paul, all over. And it just so happens that I get a call from my buddy, and he says, well, I heard Miller Towing towed a vehicle in Minneapolis. Well, they did tow a U-Haul in Minneapolis, got our hopes up, but it wasn't the right one.
Oh, so now you get one of those false hopes, huh?
Yeah, that was
now. Now, what do you got on the truck? What's on there?
Everything.
Everything.
Like, you're talking, Christmas stuff and furniture, hutches, grandmother's stuff, people who passed. It's more the memoirs than anything.
Sure. Jason,
I don't want donations, nothing like that. It's not about that. We want our personal, like, stuff that you cannot get anymore. You know what?
And you were moving down from Minnesota to Texas, right?
Correct. And so all that stuff was on there. And then come to find out, there was a tip to Megan's cousin, my fiance's cousin, who lives down in Austin, Texas, on her Facebook page, that there was a neighbor that said there was somebody with a U-Haul. It was suspicious. She didn't like the neighbors are doing some weird stuff all the time, and they ended up having a U-Haul there with stuff, and then they started burning it today. And come to find out, I told the investigator or the officer, and the officer, I don't know how much I should say, but sent me pictures and said, "Is this yours?" And it was just pictures outside the residence, and it sounds like they're going to issue a search warrant.
So they know, and now how much of your stuff has been recovered? Or is it all evidence right now?
Nothing that I know of. Nothing right now. We know nothing right now. No follow-up besides that they're going to issue a search warrant and just ask him, you know, try to itemize what was on there for them to figure out.
So, but at minimum, you think you've identified at least who has it? Now, the question is how much can you recover, but at least you feel like you know where it is?
Correct. Correct. We just don't know. The moving van is not to be found, but the police need a search warrant in order to find out more. I don't know anymore. I probably shouldn't say much more.
Sure, but I just would think that would be an easy warrant to get when you're at this point.
Correct. I'm sure my fingers are crossed that they're busy right now.
So, Jason, how did you handle this last night? What was it like? That, you know, do you have any idea how somebody could identify it, see it? You think they're just randomly going up and down the streets and they go, hey, it's a moving van. And a lot of times people leave keys in the moving van because, you know, they're going back and forth to the house. I mean, were you able to back it up and look at your footprints a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, the keys, I have sets of keys to both vehicles. I don't know how they did.
So they had hotwired or do something, huh?
They did. Well, what it looks like is there's a Ring video that was posted and sent to us that's about a mile down the road or so, and it looked like it was being pulled by a dark blue or black SUV with
a
red vehicle behind it.
They towed it themselves?
Yeah, they were pulling it, yep.
Or they pulled it?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, right? No,
Good
I've been
Lord.
Sick to my stomach. The kids are devastated. You know, we got 11, 12, and a 21-year-old, and the 21-year-old's got, a baby, has four. I mean, we're all planning on leaving. All we got to do is pull out tomorrow, and this happens. It's just devastating. It's just, it makes you sick to your stomach, but then on the other hand, you go, it's the good citizens that reached out and, provided hope for us.
You bet. Yeah, that is the good news. And as Jason Horner is our guest, their moving van, completely full, ready to move, and it was stolen last night in West St. Paul. Did you call the moving van company that you rented it for and say, sit down, I got to tell you something?
Correct. That was on my fiance's end, and she's called them twice, and there's been no response from them.
You know, I always wondered, though, on things like that.
No tracking device either.
It does not. That's what I was going to ask is, you know, in this day and age, when a simple cell phone, you can put a tracking device into an app.
Correct.
Why can't you put that, especially when you've got moving vans where it'd be easy for people to steal things? Why wouldn't you have that on every vehicle?
Well, exactly. If I had a fleet, I'm sure I would, especially if you're going to transport something from way up north, 1,000 miles down south.
Yeah, you'd kind of like to know where it is, or if there's a problem, if you don't get it back in a couple of days, you kind of want to see if you can find it, right?
Correct. It almost should be mandatory.
Oh, man. So what's the plan now in terms of moving for you guys? What are you going to do?
Well, we can't stop, so we're finishing up the last of what we have, which isn't much, but we got to, you know, we're cleaning up the house and we're rolling out first thing in the morning.
So, but is somebody going to stay behind? So if they find this, you can move your belongings over to another vehicle and drive it down, or what?
Well, West St. Paul has been very, very great about this. I can't say enough about the West St. Paul Police Department. They are very happy with us, like knowing we're leaving. If they get the stuff, they're obviously going to have to seize it and put it in the location. We have lots of family and friends up here. We'll be able to fly up and identify it, and we have very good volunteers that want to load a truck up and run it down for us.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And you know, the other thing is they can take pictures so easy, send them to you, say, is this yours, is this yours? I mean, at least there's a system in place now where you can do a lot of that legwork without coming up here before you come up here.
Correct. Got to love the technology.
I don't want to push this too far, but do you have any idea in this house who these people are that live there, et cetera?
That lived where?
Where they think the offenders may be?
No clue. I have no idea. It's devastating this time of year around Christmas, and people are just, you got to have a really dark soul to want to do something like that. But you know what? It's the good people that have helped and encouraged and kept us motivated and gave us the tips we needed to get where we are right now.
Well put, sir. Thank you so much for sharing the story. Best of luck, and keep us up to date on it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Max, for having me on. I appreciate it. And thank you, West St. Paul PD.
You bet. Jason Horn, nice enough to join us. And tonight at 10, I gave the story to one of our reporters. And while they were interviewing Jason and his family, they got the call that they had found, what they thought was, located the merchandise. So they were there for that. They were there for a lot of stuff, search warrants and everything else. And we'll bring you that story tonight at 10 on WCCO TV. And, boy, the only heartwarming part about that was that those people, at least in West St. Paul, stepping up. When we come back, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Well, depends on your perspective, says Jason. So too do people that want to get out and about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.